Nobody likes a know-it-all, do they? I mean, there is nothing you can share with them or tell them that they don't already know. They come across as experts in the field of pretty much everything. It's exhausting, and eventually you stop trying to talk about anything because there's nothing you can tell them. It's so frustrating and honestly sad. Obviously, they don't know everything, but they consistently talk over you and act like they do. They love a debate because they love proving a point, but in reality, they probably have deep insecurities. Remember, we are all broken in places, and if healing doesn't come to the wounded roots of our heart and soul, the fruit and behavior everyone sees on the outside will be coping behaviors that have developed. These behaviors or patterns can be addictive or controlling and manipulative. And if the grace and healing balm of Jesus is not allowed to shine the light of truth in those areas of someone's life, it can wreak havoc and dysfunction on them and on anyone that tries to get close. Choose compassion with those around you and ask God to give you awareness as well. We are all in desperate need of grace, and those around us are in desperate need of it as well. I know in my life, I want to always remain teachable, but I've been guilty of thinking I know it all. To put it another way, we can call it the pride of knowledge. Okay, I just felt my toes get stepped on. We are flooded with information on a daily basis. We can discover, read, watch, and find out about or how to do pretty much anything. The availability of knowledge is overwhelming, and the speed at which we consume it is as well. Let's bring this home a bit. How many times during this pandemic or the past election year have all of us read an article, watched a news clip, listened to a podcast, or read some social opinion post, and all of a sudden felt like an expert? I'm thankful the Holy Spirit lives in me and is grieved over my sin, because that leads me to conviction and awareness of my prideful actions and heart. That's where God wants us. He wants us to be teachable, with humble hearts, walking in grace, truth, and knowledge. The Bible has so much to say about wisdom, knowledge, and guarding our hearts against pride. What we discover is there is nothing we could ever know or think we know that doesn't come from God Himself. Proverbs 2:6, "For the Lord gives wisdom. From His mouth come knowledge and understanding." We know nothing apart from God. Only God knows all things. He really does know it all. We, on the other hand, do not. Recognizing that is the beginning of wisdom. Wisdom is a gift from the Lord to be applied to our life so we can live abundantly in Him and carry out His purposes. He has the answers we seek, and when we stand in awe of Him and surrender our life to Him, we know when He speaks, He has the final word. That's the truth. Let's all remain teachable. God's word is true, and we all still have so much to learn. He'll guide us into all truth as we humbly seek Him today. I'm Lori Klein.